I honestly think Pep needs to change a little bit of tact. You haven't got Rodri, you have to stop playing through the middle as much, because teams are pressing you to death and they're giving up way too many chances.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, a defensive blow for Heimir Hallgrimsson ahead of next month's Nations League playoff with Bulgaria. An update on Manchester City's financial fair play case, plus reaction to yesterday's Premier League action. First up today, there's mixed news for Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrimsson ahead of next month's Nations League playoff against Bulgaria. Andrew Omobama-Daly is likely to miss both games, with his Strasbourg manager Liam Ruff Senior saying the defender faces 3 to 4 weeks out. Omobama-Daly sustained an Achilles tendon injury during last week's 2-0 win away to Lens in Ligue 1. Ruff Senior says the Leixlip native faces 3 to 4 weeks out as a result. That win at Lens had been Omobama-Daly's third straight league start following his loan move from Nottingham Forest last month. There's better news regarding Gavin Bazunu. Concerns were raised after the goalkeeper required treatment late on during their 2-1 win away to 10-man Club Brugge yesterday. However, Bazunu is only believed to have been bruised by a collision with his opposite number, Simon Mignolet. Bazunu was hailed as standards match winner by manager Ivan Leko for his display yesterday. Ireland are due to go to Sofia on the 20th of March, with Bulgaria at the Aviva 3 days later, as Hallgrimsson's side look to preserve their Nations League B status. If he's past fit, those playoff games could see Bazunu's first cap in 12 months after his long spell out with a ruptured Achilles. Pep Guardiola says scans claim that Erling Haaland's knee isn't badly injured. The striker once again watched from the stands as Manchester City lost 2-0 to Premier League leaders Liverpool yesterday. Haaland also sat out last week's Champions League defeat at the Bernabeu, but Guardiola hopes the Norwegian can return soon.
I don't know, James. I would like to know it, but I don't know.
Well, what's the exact problem, please, if you don't mind?
His knee. The moment in Newcastle, make some action like move the knee, and apparently it's not dangerous because the old exams and proof dictate that it's fine, but he didn't feel fine. I had the feeling it will be soon because yesterday we trained and make some movements really good, but he said to us that was not ready and we had to respect that, and hopefully the Spurs on the next games can help us.
Yesterday's win moved Liverpool 11 points clear at the top of the table, with a dress rehearsal for the Carabao Cup final against Newcastle to come on Wednesday. Brian Kerr was alongside Stephen Doyle at the Etihad yesterday, and the former Ireland boss warned that the win over City had taken its toll on Liverpool players.
Looking at the way they kind of conserved energy almost in that second half, you have a feeling they're going to be fit and ready for that.
I think there was a lot of energy used up today, Stephen. I saw Szoboszlai at the end of the match out on his feet, lying on the ground, delighted with the achievement, but knew he had run himself into the ground. I thought McAllister was tired looking. I thought it was a lot of players expanded a huge amount of energy. So I wouldn't put too much, but they might need a little bit. But you look at Harvey Elliott, it wasn't used today. Curtis Jones probably played about 70 minutes, 75 minutes. Gonendo on the pitch made a bit of a difference. Jota wasn't
involved. You spotted something actually after
that. Just Jota wasn't involved in the warm down, which, like, they had four other players doing a fair bit, including Kwanzaa, who played the last few minutes of the match. Chiesa was out there, Nunes was out there, and Harvey Elliott. But Jota wasn't. So, you know, I think they've been careful. And you see them changing two full backs again today, keeping a bit of energy. But I think Newcastle match, big match for them now again. But after that, like, I mean, they've only got four away games. I think that's so. What they got left of the 11 left, 7 at home, 4 away. That's a great position to be in, and they've now played. You know, that's a big match out of the way today. That's a difficult away match, and still unbeaten away this season. The only game they've lost is a home match with Nottingham Forest.
You can hear lots more from Brian on the Kickback elsewhere in the OTB football feed. And on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Jonathan Wilson praised the tactical tweaks from Arne Slot that have moved Liverpool closer to a 20th league title.
The way they hold the ball a bit more, I think that plays more to Gravenberch's strengths. I think it's not, you know, that position at the back of midfield is not quite as percussive under Slot as it would have been under Klopp. I suspect had Klopp stayed, he might have pushed a bit harder to get that holding midfielder. But even then, you sort of think, well, you know, one of the things Slot's been able to do is he's been able to bring in Endo, and so Endo, he's not quite like a Sterling figure, but he's a player who was brought in basically to plug a specific hole at a specific time. But it turns out they've got a bloke who's quite happy to sit there for half a season, just training, and then suddenly he's ready to go and just give them, an extra option when they need it. So you know, I think that speaks to the strength of the squad. But yeah, I think, I mean, Szoboszlai had a very good start to last season, and you know, faded a bit. But yeah, I think the extra emphasis on ball retention probably does play to their strengths, yeah.
Meanwhile, D-Day for City is looming on the horizon. The hearing into their 115 alleged breaches of the Premier League's financial fair play rules concluded towards the end of last year. And speaking to NBC Sports, The Athletic's David Ornstein claims a verdict is close.
Well, it's just over 2 years ago since those charges were issued, Rebecca. And the feeling that I get from speaking to people at and around the club is that we could be looking at a springtime verdict. So maybe a month or two away. And that feels pretty soon. Of course, they're still subject to potential appeals in that process too. But the verdict would feel like a seismic moment, whatever the outcome. The important point to say from City's perspective is that they are totally confident that they will be exonerated and prove their innocence. So they're operating as usual. And we saw them do a lot of business in the January transfer window. None of that business, to my knowledge, was to preempt potential punishments because they don't think they're going to be punished for these alleged breaches. In the contract negotiations that they've been holding in recent years, in the transfer talks that have been taking place, no clauses have been inserted into those deals to say, if City are punished, this is going to happen. Players want to join Manchester City and they are continuing with everything that they're doing. It had no impact on Pep Guardiola signing a new contract in the autumn, on Erling Haaland in a story I broke in January, on Cheeky Begiristain's decision to leave the club as sporting director, that was long planned, on Hugo Viana's decision to replace him. They think that they're going to be fine. Let's see how it materialises.
Ireland midfielder Denise O'Sullivan says they have to create more chances against Slovenia tomorrow night. The squad will train at the match venue in Coper today ahead of their second Nations League game of the campaign. Carla Ward's first match in charge saw the girls in green win 1-0 at home to Turkey on Friday night.
A little disappointed that we didn't get a few more goals, and also we didn't create that much. So I think that's the next step for this team now, is to look back at the video and see where we can create more and where we can cause them damage. But look, Slovenia are a good team. We've played them before, and they're solid, they're a technically good team, and they're also physical as well, so it'll be a tough game.
Manchester United coaches are said to be losing patience with Rasmus Højlund. The £64 million Dane was replaced by teenager Chido Obi-Martin 20 minutes from time in Saturday's 2-2 draw away to Everton. Højlund scored only 2 Premier League goals this season. He hasn't found the net in any of their last 16 games in all competitions. And according to the Manchester Evening News, United's coaching staff are beginning to sour on Højlund. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca says Cole Palmer's dip in form reflects the current state of his team, who've lost their last 3 matches. Palmer is Chelsea's top scorer this season, but he hasn't found the net since the middle of January. Maresca's confirmed he'll be without defender Trevor Chalobah for the next couple of matches due to injury. The Chelsea boss says they need to stop putting pressure on Palmer.
I'm not concerned about Cole because Cole is a human being. The problem is with Cole is probably that we rely on Cole for everything, and I said since we start that we need to rely on the team.
And former midfielder Barry Ferguson is set to be installed as interim Rangers boss until the end of the season. The Glasgow club finally lost patience with Philippe Clement yesterday in the wake of Saturday's 2-0 loss at home to St Mirren. Ireland under 21 midfielder Killian Phillips put in a man of the match performance at Ibrox, as Rangers were unable to capitalise on Celtic's defeat to Hibs earlier that day. Rangers are 13 points adrift of Celtic in the Scottish Premiership title race. They lost the Scottish League Cup final to their old firm rivals, and they crashed out of the Scottish Cup at the hands of Queen's Park. Clemens coaches Alex Ray and Stephen van der Heyden have also left the club.
Knowing as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't going to be part of the greatest, I got to be the greatest myself.
As you know, this is my last year in the club. I just want to enjoy it and just, I don't want to think about it. I feel I'm free to play football and we'll see what's going to happen next year.
The angle is tight, pulls it across to Salah, and there is the equaliser. Mo Salah sprints to the Liverpool supporters.
That's a brilliant penalty kick from the Egyptian King, and he fires a couple of arrows off into the Liverpool crowd.
Salah's looking to do it.
Another special Mohamed Salah moment should seal 3 points.
You people had enough? Give me some more.
people want the wild hit. Give me some more. You're split with a G's at. Give me some more.
Well, we almost in December. I haven't received any offer to stay yet in my club, so probably I'm more out than in.
The only thing I can say is if I look at my lineups, I'm always more in than out.
But this idea in this sale, I keep giving what he wants. This club is not built on giving people what they want. That's why the success of the club has come for being ahead of the game. I do my thing, bring most to generate money. Cha-ching. You people had enough? Give me some more.
That's Mo Salah once again, and he goes up with his hand on his ear, sits on the advertising hoardings and takes the acclaim. How big a goal could that be in the Reds' Premier League season? Give me some more. Your split with a G's at. Give me some more. You know we always need that. Give me some more.